You are listening to an American Free Press podcast.
Joining me on the line is Dr. Jim Fetzer. Dr. Fetzer, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, my great pleasure, Dave. I'm delighted, and we have such a terrific subject to address. The new book, And Nobody Died in Boston Either, 2016, which Mike Palachek and I edited as a sequel to Nobody Died at Sandy Hook book, which, of course, Amazon.com promptly banned.
Yeah, and they haven't banned this one yet. So, Jim, this has been called the most obvious false flag ever in the history of false flags. Why don't you let the listeners know why that is?
Well, we even had police on bullhorns calling out, "This is a drill! This is a drill!" We had the Boston Globe tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities. And a second tweet saying that one would be set off in a minute opposite the library. And lo and behold, Dave, 1 minute later, one goes off opposite the Boston Public Library. And then when you look up close through the smoke, you can see there are persons there who are missing arms and limbs, but there is no blood. As Lorraine Day, who was in charge of trauma surgery for San Francisco General Hospital for 25 years, has observed, that is a physiological impossibility. Possibility. You can't have limbs blown off by an explosion and there be no blood. The blood only shows up later, and it turns out to be Hollywood blood. It never changes color. It came out of tubes, and believe it or not, though I was skeptical at first, Hollywood producer-director Nathan Foulkes suggested to me that actually the smoke had come from smoke machines, not from explosives. And would you believe, Dave, we found the smoke machine. We got to photograph it on the back cover of the book.
You mean to tell me they were so brazen that they used smoke machines?
Yeah. This is why I subtitled the book, State-Sponsored Terrorism with Hollywood Special Effects. You got amputee actors, you have smoke from a machine, you have blood that came out of tubes. This is as artificial as it could be, Dave. And, you know, other striking features that most observers just don't think of. There was no surge of EMTs, no rush to aid the wounded, no string of ambulances to get them off to hospitals. In fact, the police even stopped two Catholic priests from coming to the alleged wounded to administer last rites, because, of course, the police knew it was all staged, and therefore the priest would discover what was going on and blow the whistle.
And I guess any other circumstance, they would, of course, let the religious people by. I mean, somebody's about to die. I mean, why would they stop them? And if they did stop them, it didn't make any headlines, I guess.
This is Boston. It's a major Catholic city. There had to be, assuming this was a random assortment, many Catholics among those who were injured. You had two Catholic priests. The idea of stopping them from going to administer last rites, which of course is an essential if someone is about to die, for them to, you know, ascend to heaven. I mean, this is outrageous, but it was done because the whole thing was fraudulent and they knew that the priests would expose it.
Book's been out just for a couple weeks. How's it doing, Jim?
Well, my impression is we're selling quite well, that we might have as many since the book has been published as we had of Sandy Hook in the less than a month it was available on Amazon.com before it was banned, which was close to 500. So that's my guess for the moment.
I always ask this question. People have just written books. Why should somebody plunk down $20 and get this book? How would they benefit from it?
Well, the government is deceiving us all the time. They have perpetrated different kinds of frauds on the American people. In the assassination of JFK, where they stole the body, put it under military control, altered the body, altered the x-rays, altered the autopsy photographs, changed, revised the home movies of the assassination. 9/11, brought to us by the CIA, the neocons in the Department of Defense, most of whom had come from the Project for a New American Century and were dual U.S. American citizens, and the Mossad, where the intent was to reverse American foreign policy from one in which, at least officially, we never attacked any nation that had not attacked us first, to one in which we became an aggressor nation, taking out the modern Arab states that served as a counterbalance to Israel's domination of the Middle East. Sandy Hook, elaborate, emotionally very tightly constructed to instill fear into parents all across the country, the very idea that 20 children died, 6 adults, but it was all a sham. It was a two-day FEMA drill. We even have the manual. They were having a rehearsal on the 18th, going live on the 14th. Many of the participants became so confused that they actually put up donation sites a day early. Adam Lanza's date of death was initially recorded in the Social Security Death Index on the 13th, making his feat in shooting 20 children and 6 adults the following day all the more remarkable. And then the Boston Marathon bombing, as blatant as it comes. You had what appeared to have been off-duty police in special vests. You had a very elaborate charade entailing all of these Hollywood special effects. It was set up to bring a massive military presence in a major American city to demonize two young men who had nothing to do with it but happened to be Muslim. If you want to understand what's going on in the United States affecting your life today, Dave, you don't want to miss these books.
440 pages with 350 photographs?
Yeah. Wow. Even more than Sandy Hook, which is 425 with 250 photographs. Yes, it's staggering what we have here. You'll find we have such brilliant contributions. James Tracy has even identified who planned the Boston Marathon bombing. He's got a whole series, a whole slideshow that was involved in the preparation of the event. I mean, it's unbelievable how much we've discovered. The perps and the phonies and the actors. This is outrageous, Dave, that the American government is spending massive sums of money to deceive the American people about its own history, to instill us with fear in order to be more amenable to political manipulation, which is the classic definition of terrorism. So if you read these books, you'll begin to understand how the American government is practicing terrorism on the American people, and most Americans don't have a clue.
Well, Jim, the proof is in the pudding here. You've got a dozen contributors, 6 PhDs, right?
Yep, 6 PhD current or retired college professors, 3 JDs, including John W. Whitehead of the Rutherford Institute, a wonderful piece about Boston Strong, about bringing this massive military presence into Boston to undermine Posse Comitatus, a statute from 1878 that precludes the use of military force to perform police functions. Paul Craig Roberts, who is our nation's leading public intellectual, has a wonderful contribution here. And that includes work from another, in this case, retired professor of law, John Remington Graham, who was the first to observe that the most important element in the government's case that demonstrates that it's totally untenable is that the FBI identified the backpacks that exploded as black nylon backpacks. It's also in the indictment for Zocher. But in fact, they also have photographs of the young men at the marathon, and neither of them, Dave, is wearing a black nylon backpack. Where then, as Professor Graham observes, if the backpacks don't match, you don't have probable cause for even arrest, much less an indictment or a conviction at trial. This was a monstrous scam every possible way, politically, in terms of the use of television, the mass media, but also as a miscarriage of justice by convicting an innocent man of a crime when all the participants had to know he didn't do it.
Amazing. It's right there, but nobody's doing anything. It's like the entire country is asleep at the switch, where a few people, really you at the helm here, putting these books out for people to wake up. Just the backpack itself, you know, 9/11, just Building 7 itself should wake people up, but it's not enough. So folks, get out there and get this book and wake up. Jim, thanks so much for the time.
My pleasure, Dave. Thank you.